What's up, guys, and welcome to another Q&A episode of the podcast. This is our second Q&A episode for February. So really quick, if you ever want a question answered on the podcast by Jason and myself, steps super simple. Just hit the link in the show notes of this episode or any episode, sign up for the newsletter, and then you can reply to any of those emails with a question. And Jason always gets back to you, and chances are we might also answer your question on the podcast. So this is a really good question, man. I'm excited to dive into this one because I think that this is something that everyone can relate to. The email's a little bit long, so I'll give some context and then I'll read the question. So I came into the new year. This is the email. I came into the new year on a great routine, started mid-December and felt so good until right around January 10th when I took a bad infection, was bedbound for 4 or 5 days. And even now, kind of still, you know, cough, elevated heart rate, so on and so forth. So even though feels a little bit better physically to kind of get back into it, one thing he's finding trouble finding is that fire to kind of hit workouts hard again. So essentially the question is, any tips for this? You know, I'm sure people have found themselves in this situation when you're like in a great rhythm, life throws you a curveball, and then like, you know, you have to get back into it. But sometimes that first step, right, of getting back into it is the hardest. So what are tips on that, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good question. I think that you got to kind of split this off into two buckets. One is that life, by the way, I just looked down at my hand. Look at that. Those are bad, huh?
Since there's no video to these, Jason has some blood blisters on his hand.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Anyways, I think there's two ways to look at this. So on the one hand, you have things that are outside your control that come into your life that affect you, and like for the sake of argument, you get hung up on a layover, someone in your family gets sick, you have to take care of business, whatever. Then there's other things that happen to you, right, that are also not in your control, but then become more in your control. For example, you get super sick. I do think that they're a little bit different because one of them, you can't really train. Like if you're super sick, you got to know when your body needs to recover and you got to listen to it. And I've been the guy, and I'm raising my hand right now, saying like, there's been times where my body needed to rest and recover, and I've only pushed it more and it only made it worse. And there's been times where I've started to feel something coming on, hit the sauna, hit a hard workout, and I felt better. But if you're really fatigued, if you're going through something and you're sick, this gentleman, he shouldn't have been training if he was feeling that ill, right? He needed to let his body recover. And in those circumstances, I think that's a little bit different than if you don't train for a few days because something else came up, because maybe you didn't have the ability to prioritize it. So you know what I mean? I'm kind of looking at it as two different buckets here. In either case, if you take days off, you got to just know where you're at, especially like coming back from being sick. I think you just got to give yourself some get out of jail, kind of give yourself some grace, just come back and just do something super basic. And anything is better than nothing, right? Because you're not being at zero. And I think starting back off 10, 20 minute bike ride, 10, 20 minute walk is a great place to start, and then start earning your confidence and building it back up from there. But I think the secret, even from the way he emails, is like, dude, just not even feeling bad about it. Like the fact you're even aware enough to know that you were sick or that something came up and you took a few days off, the fact that you're even thinking about that means that you're on the right path because you knew that that was part of your consistent routine. You got out of your routine and now you have a desire to get back to it. And it's not like everybody's perfect, dude. There's no one's going to go through the rest of their life without things coming up where they don't get off the path for a second. But if you have that urge to get back on, that's the first step. And then just start from there.
Yeah, man. I think that, you know, the biggest thing that I took away from the question was, to your point, he's on the right track because he's even asking the question and clearly wants to get back into it.
That's it.
There are so many people, especially around this time of year, right? Like January hits, gung ho, like, hey, new year, new me, like doing all the right things, which is great. Like I have nothing against people finding January 1st to be like a date on the calendar that reinvigorates them to like, you know, take a step in the right direction. That's awesome. But whether you get sick or anything, I always tell people it's like around week 3 is where something is inevitably going to happen. You get sick, family, work picks up, whatever. And that's where a lot of people just like, hey man, like, I guess it's not my year. And they just kind of like, you know, they fizzle out. And just the fact that he's emailing like, hey, how do I get back into it? That I think alone puts him at like the top 1% of most people that are in that bucket, period.
Yeah.
To your point, I do think that, I mean, this is something that I've struggled with. And I know that, you know, we enjoy training and fitness so much that sometimes the hardest thing is just like listening to your damn body and like giving it the rest it needs, knowing that all you're doing is digging yourself into a deeper hole to come out of because you're like, man, if I miss training today, like I'm going to get so derailed. Meanwhile, your body's literally sending you every signal it possibly can to like chill the F out and take some rest. So, and that's a fine balance, man, because
huge.
There's definitely benefits to going, moving, sweating. But is it a day where you should, you know, go RP9, RP10, try and build off of the weight that you did last week if you're following a progressive overload program? No. Like, should be a day where you get in, you sweat, you feel good. I think that you hit the nail on the head with, like, taking rest when you think you need it, because taking 1 or 2 days off is always, and this seems obvious, but is always a better alternative to then having to take a week off or worse, you know. A lot of injuries happen.
Yeah, you're overtrained, your body's fatigued.
A lot of injuries happen when you're like pushing it in the gym where you shouldn't be. And the next thing you know, you're out for weeks, maybe months. And if you can avoid that, man, that's the biggest thing. And then maybe on a more practical sense, like realizing that sleep is so important when you're feeling beat up. And to me, like I use that as a pretty good gauge when I'm not feeling great about whether I'm gonna train, not train, or like take it a little bit easier, is how did I sleep the night before? Because if I'm so congested, or like we're all sick in the house, which happened recently, and like, you know, baby isn't sleeping, Ariel isn't sleeping, like we're all not sleeping, regardless even how I feel the next day, I know I have to bring it back because I didn't get the type of sleep that I needed to. So I try and use that also as like a secondary gauge to even how I feel, because I know that if I'm not getting good sleep, I might not even feel it because I might drink some coffee or whatever and it kind of goes away, but I know that it's a day I should take it a little bit easier.
Yeah, man. I think just listen to your body, and it's just such a fine line here, because there's some people are going to be listening to this and you're taking that to the extreme. So like if I say, oh, listen to your body, well, you might not be feeling it a little bit, and all of a sudden like, oh, I got to take the day off, because they're using it as a crutch, as an excuse to get out. Then there's other people who are probably more like me, where are on the opposite side, where you almost become addicted to this fitness thing. And sometimes you got to listen to your body and take a day off. And you got to find that balance between those two things. You don't want to be on either end. You don't want to be the guy who makes every excuse in the book not to train. That's not the way to live. And you also don't want to be the guy who literally, if they take a day off because their body really needs it, it puts them and sets them back in a really poor mood. You want to be able to find that balance where you take some days off when your body really needs it. But to the point, this guy, like, and anybody out there, like, dude, if you take a couple of days off, man, you got to give yourself a break. Like, if you go to Disneyland with the kids or something, you got to take a couple of days off, you're getting in some solid walking, like, rock and roll, man. And you shouldn't feel bad about it. You should be unapologetic about it. And I'm saying that to myself, because for so many years when I was training for the CrossFit Games, I would find myself feeling bad about myself if I didn't train super hard that day. Because I feel like it was so wrapped up as part of like my training protocol of what I had to do to become a, you know, to win the CrossFit Games, all these things. But then all of a sudden I would find it affecting my mood, where I'm trying to spend time with the family and go do things. And you got to just be like, kind of take a deep breath and be like, dude, it's going to be okay. Right. Maybe eat a little bit cleaner today. You're getting in some walking, like you're going to be fine. Right. And then if you're on the opposite side of that, if you're never training, then obviously, you know, you got to step your game up.
Yeah, there's so many places you can take this question and conversation, because I think that one thing that we've talked about is how when you turn into that person that loves exercise and it becomes such a big part of who you are, like you training every day isn't discipline. Like what is disciplined is being like recognizing that you should take a break and not going to do this thing that you love so much for the betterment of, you know, how you're going to feel next week, how you're going to show up as a husband and a dad, like all of those things. That's actual discipline, like recognizing that, okay, yes, I'm going to go get my fix, but my body's worn down and then I'm going to be in a bad mood. I'm not going to have energy. I'm going to be sick longer. I think that that is what I know I've lacked in the past and that I hope to build. And then the second, I think, piece of all this is just, you know, making sure that you're training if you're not now, because you can avoid a lot of these things and not feeling good if you're taking care of your health, right? Dude. So I think that for anyone that's listening and is like, hey, I'm so not on that side of the spectrum where like I feel like I need to work out every day, like if anything, I'm really trying to get going, this should be a good motivation to do that, because no one wants to be sick. No one wants to be out of the game. We just don't like feeling terrible. And a good way to avoid that as much as you can within your control is take care of yourself. Take care of your fitness, take care of your nutrition, take care of your sleep, hydration, all that good stuff.
Dude, as of recently, we have a lot of cold going through the house. I mean, it's just that season, right?
Yeah.
And something that's been helpful for me, obviously, like I'm overly focused on hydration and I try and kick it up in the morning, which has been helpful for me because then I feel like I'm kind of keeping up with it. I'm taking Jocko has this Cold War supplement and also Time War. I'm taking both of those and I'm feeling like, all right. And maybe it's subconscious, maybe it's whatever, but I feel good when I'm taking those, the hydration, and then really focus on sleep. And like you said, man, if you're getting after in the gym, if you're sleeping, if you're doing these other things, your likelihood of getting sick is going to go down and down and down. So you're not taking these days off and then having to get back on. It's like this cycle, right?
Yeah. We're not scientists or anything, but that's what the science says.
I'm not a doctor, but this is my opinion on this matter. Your audio sounds great, by the way.
Thank you. I think that does it for that question, man. That was a fun one.
Hey, on to the next one.
All right, until next week.